I ought to be more shocked. Maybe it's had time to sink in what she really is. And there's the whole escape thing, of course. Am I imagining things, or did she feel a twinge of guilt when she told me I'd have to swim for myself? Your people used me to get close to Billington, I accuse.
Yep.
It's funny how these little misunderstandings only come clear when you're 800 meters below sea level and dropping like an express elevator towards Davy Jones's tentacle-enhanced locker. As soon as Billington shuts down the gas field, I'll be free to act on my own agency. I can feel a funny, tight smirk tugging at the sides of her mouth. It's not humor. He doesn't realize it yet, but he's so screwed, you could plug him into the mains and call him Albert Fish. But you can't do that unless we're disentangled, surely. And for that, you need... The other shoe drops, or rather, she kicks me between the eyes with it in her next comment.
Yes, that's why Pat is here. You didn't think supervisors from Department D routinely defect, did you? He's under even tighter control than I am.
And at that moment, I can see the Gesh that's binding her to the Black Chamber, tying her to the demon they've imposed on her will. Bright as chromed steel, thick as girders, compelling obedience. The laundry warrant card is bad enough. If you try to spill our secrets, you'll die, not to put too fine a point on it. But this is even worse. We do it for security. This is nothing short of vindictive. If she thinks a disloyal thought too far, the other will be let loose, and the first thing it will do is feed on her soul. No wonder she's terrified of falling in love. I'm fully awake now, mind spinning like a hamster on a wheel in a cage on a conveyor belt heading for the maw of an industrial-scale wood chipper. There are thoughts I really desperately don't want to think while I'm inside her skull and vice versa. On the other hand, something does occur to me. If McMurray's working with you, do you think you can convince him to give me back my mobile phone? Huh? It's no big deal, I explain. It's just, if I've got my phone, I can escape. You want that to happen, right? Once we get back to the surface, you and McMurray want me out of the picture as soon as possible. I can get a ride home just about any time as long as I've got my phone. But we're out of range of land, she points out logically. What makes you think I was going to use it to make a phone call? Oh. We watch the pipe string unreel for a minute or two in silence. Then I feel her acquiesce.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be a problem. In fact, why don't you just ask him for it? I mean, it's not as if you can phone home, so you can probably use some of your super agent mojo while you've got it.
I'm conflicted between wanting to hug Ramona and kick her in the shins for being a smartass, but I guess that's her job. I mean, she really is a glamorous, high-flying super spy and assassin, and I'm just an office nerd who's along for the ride. It doesn't matter what Angleton thinks of me. All I can really do here is lie back and think of England, not to mention the game of Tetris on my phone.
Stop trying to think, Monkey Boy. You're making my head hurt, and I've got to drive this thing.
Monkey Boy? That does it. I send her a picture of a goldfish gasping in a puddle of water beside a broken bowl. Then I clam up.